And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 28th of December. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira, Fisher, Trafalgar and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Trafalgar 1002, slow moving, filling 1007 by 1800 Sunday. High Faroes 1046, expected 250 miles southwest of Iceland 1038 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking North Utsira, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, showers later, good. South Utsira, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasional gale 8 later, showers later, good. Forties Cromarty, northeast backing northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in forties, fair, good. Fourth Tyne, Dogger, north or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Fisher, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 for a time at first, occasionally gale 8 later in northeast. Fair, good. German Bight, northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 3, then northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Humber Thames, north or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Dover White, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, fair, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 in north and also later in south. Showers, thundery in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor in south. Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in far south. Showers, perhaps thundery in south, good, occasionally poor in south. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Lundy. Showers in Fastnet, good. Irish Sea, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Shannon. Showers, good. Hebrides, South Bailey, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. North Bailey, southwesterly, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, showers later, good. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in east. Showers later, good. Faroes, southwest 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Fair, good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, east by south 2, 24 miles, 1041 falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1042 falling slowly. Lerwick, north northwest 2, 13 miles, 1042 falling slowly. Wick Automatic, west by north 2, 8 miles, 1042 falling slowly. Aberdeen, north-northwest 2, 7 miles, 1042 falling slowly. Lucas, north-northeast 3, 9 miles, 1041 falling slowly. Boomer, northeast 3, 6 miles, 1040 falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast 3, 1038 now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 5, 5 miles, 1034. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 6, 5 miles, 1032. St Catherine's Point Automatic, east by north 5, 1032, rising more slowly. Jersey, east by north, 5, 8 miles, 1029, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 6, 5 miles, 1030. Scilly Automatic, east by north, 6, 5 miles, 1029, now falling. Milford Haven, east-northeast, 4, 27 miles, 1033, falling slowly. Aberporth, east by north, 3, 30 miles, 1034, now falling. Valley, east-northeast, 5, 19 miles, 1036, falling more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by north, 3, 11 miles, 1038, now falling. Valentia, northeast, 1, 8 miles, 1033, rising more slowly. Ronaldsway, east by north, 5, 19 miles, 1038, now falling. Malin Head, southeast, 3, 27 miles, 1039, now rising. Macrahanish Automatic, east, 5, 19 miles, 1040, falling slowly. Now is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday, the 27th of December. The general situation. High pressure will remain centred to the south of Iceland, giving generally settled weather across the British Isles, and a northeasterly flow with some strong winds at times, mainly for southwestern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeast 3 or 4, backing north or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later near Rattray Head. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, then decreasing 4 at times. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, near the Devon coast. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first to the north and east of Anglesey. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, then decreasing 2 at times in east. Fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast 4 or 5, decreasing 2 to 4. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. East 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly northeast 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, then decreasing 2 at times later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate in Firth of Clyde. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later in north. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly 3 or 4 at first in north, otherwise variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Shetland Isles. north 2 or 3, backing northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it sends us on our way here at Radio 4. As we come to the end of our broadcasting day, I'll hand you over shortly to the BBC World Service until we return a little later this Sunday morning. And there's plenty to look forward to, with the author Jojo Moyes letting us in on her Desert Island Discs at 10. And then we've a new adaptation of James Fenimore Cooper's novel The Last of the Mohicans. It's the first in our Story of America collection that's featuring work marking 250 years since the Declaration of Independence. And you can hear that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. For now, though, that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. On behalf of all of us at Broadcasting House in London, this is Danielle Jałowiecka, thanking you for your company this evening and wishing you a peaceful night. Good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Ballots will open shortly in the election staged by Myanmar's military leaders as critics dismiss the vote as a sham.
They have to either vote or not vote. Whatever they do, the result will be the same. Economic is collapsing and they know election will be the only outlet for their past crimes.
President Zelensky and Trump are due to meet with any hope for peace with Russia in Ukraine, set to test the US leaders' deal-making skills. A special report on the money sent home to the US by Honduran migrants at record levels despite the border crackdown. In China, the first documented case of a Siberian tiger having 5 cubs, quintuplets, in the wild.
There's all kinds of threats to these cubs. There's brown bears, other male tigers who might come in and try to kill these cubs. And there's humans, right? Roads, vehicle strikes.
And Aryna Sabalenka versus Nick Kyrgios. Why a Battle of the Sexes tennis exhibition match is polarizing opinion. First, the latest world news.
Hello, I'm Jason Kay with the BBC News. Voting has begun in the opening phase of Myanmar's general election, the first since the military seized power in a coup nearly 5 years ago, triggering the country's devastating civil war. But critics say the heavily restricted elections are a sham designed to entrench military rule under a civilian facade. Jonathan Head sent this report from the city of Mandalay.
A climate of fear surrounds this election. There have been few of the colourful rallies seen in previous campaigns. Even party publicity posters are hard to find. The military authorities have imposed a draconian new law criminalising any criticism of the poll. Jail sentences of more than 40 years have been given to the few young activists who dared to speak out against it. Instead, there's a sullen mood of resignation in Mandalay, a city where support for the ousted democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi has always been strong.